From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is challenging Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing him of political bias in his investigation of Mr. Trump's possible 2016 election campaign links to Russia and whether the president obstructed justice in trying to hinder the probe. The president took to Twitter, saying Mueller had a team of Democrats who supported his rival Hillary Clinton, but no members of the president's own Republican Party. He also called out two former ousted FBI officials, former director James Comey, fired by Trump last May, and a former deputy director, Andrew McCabe, dismissed at Trump's urging late Friday by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, 26 hours before McCabe was set to retire and collect his full pension. Trump contended that Comey and McCabe's personal written recollections of their conversations he had with them are fabricated. Rampant sexual and gender-based violence is being used by serious warring parties to instill fear in the civilian population and humiliate and shame their victims into silence, so says Lisa Schlein, reporting for VOA in Geneva.
The UN investigators find sexual and gender-based violence is pervasive throughout Syrian society. No one is spared. They say countless thousands of women and girls, of men and boys, have been and continue to be subjected to the most degrading, punishing forms of sexual violence by government forces, armed militia, and terrorist groups. Chair of the commission, Paolo Pinheiro, calls these brutal acts utterly repugnant. While Syrians from all backgrounds, including men and boys, are affected, he says women and girls are disproportionately victimized on multiple grounds.